Yale Athletics allegedly urged administrator to retire in order to create a job for deputy's alleged romantic partner. By Dylan Gwynn on April 7, 2026. Yale Athletics doesn't make headlines often, but when it does, it's a doozy. According to a report in Fox News, two leading Yale Athletics administrators, who are reportedly in a romantic relationship, allegedly hatched a scheme to force another administrator out of their job to clear a space for one of the people in the relationship. Two female administrators, Executive Deputy Director / Chief Operating Officer of Athletics Anne Marie Glieri and Deputy Director of Athletics Mary Berto, who are the second and third top-ranked positions at the Athletic Department under Athletic Director Victoria Chun, purchased a house together in Milford, Connecticut, in June 2018. A deed reviewed by Fox News shows. Not too long after, in April of 2019, Berto was hired to her position in the athletics department. The report from Fox News alleges that two former athletics department employees have accused Glieri and Berto of being in a romantic relationship. Not only that, but other former employees tell of a plot to force another administrator into retirement to create a position for Berto. While what's permissible regarding workplace romances remains murky and somewhat subjective, there's evidence that the alleged relationship between Glieri and Berto may not violate Yale's rules. According to the university's policy on workplace relationships, staff are expected to avoid romantic or sexual relationships with employees and trainees for whom they have or might reasonably expect to have supervisory or reporting responsibilities. In the current hierarchy, according to Fox News, Glieri and Berto do not report to each other. Instead, both report to Chun. A senior associate athletic director was called in October of 2018 and was pressured to accept a retirement package. And this person had no choice but to take this retirement package and give a 90-day notice. And just after the 90-day notice, Mary Berto was hired, the former employee told Fox News. One employee said the situation was so bad that the former senior associate athletic director was given no choice but to accept the voluntary retirement package. While former employees did not claim that Glieri had a direct role in Berto's hiring, one informant said there was a huge question mark surrounding the convenient hiring of Mary Berto, also from Colgate. Fox News reached out to Glieri, Berto, and Chun for comment, but none have responded.